You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Pretty healthy jobs report this Friday. Wages went up by 2.5% compared to last June. So let's stick with that wage thing. Last week on the show, you heard from two women living on minimum wage. One in Los Angeles, where the minimum wage just went up to $12 an hour. One in New Orleans, where it's $8.25 an hour. And just this week, there's news of a lowering of the minimum wage in St. Louis, Missouri, at the end of August. But today, we wanted to look at the issue from another angle. This week, a lot of you shared your thoughts. On Facebook, listener Joe Drozel wrote, "It's only going to get worse if we as a society continue to insist that the only jobs with merit are professional white-collar jobs that require a degree." On our website, small business owner Mark Pearson says, "I pay my employees based on their value to my business." Pearson's employees make above minimum wage where he lives because, and I quote, "They are the most important part of the success of my business." Mark brings up a point we saw a lot in the comments. When we talk about minimum wage, often we're really talking about the value of the employee to the company. Emil Avazov owns the restaurant 71 Above in Los Angeles, and he says that labor costs are a big deal in fine dining because there are so many people involved, both in the front and back of the house.
You don't just prep things and put it on a plate in a fine dining, refined atmosphere. So all that requires higher labor costs and higher labor hours in order to produce that experience.
In the restaurant world, labor costs can be up to 40% of your expenses, especially in high-end places. And while Emil is confident in his business plan, he thinks that raising the minimum wage, like what just happened in LA, could be a big problem for restaurants.
You don't have many operators thinking about year 10 or year 5 or year 20 because they're struggling to get to year 2.
But at the same time, Emil believes that it's still the business's responsibility to look out for its employees.
We get employees almost by category to a sustainable living wage. So we go out of our way to pay those folks.
But for Emil, hiking the minimum wage just may not be the right way to value those employees. So what is? We reached out to Michael Strain, a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, a right-leaning think tank. He's also a little skeptical of minimum wage hikes.
I think that the minimum wage often does eat into profit margins. I think that's a reasonably good outcome in many cases. And it's the outcome that a lot of minimum wage supporters hope happens, you know, especially in the context of, you know, really large, really profitable companies.
They're okay if McDonald's doesn't turn such a huge profit, basically.
That's exactly right. The bottom line is that a business has to absorb a minimum wage increase somehow. And, you know, it is reasonable to argue that one way businesses absorb minimum wage increases is through reduced turnover costs. One way is through higher productivity of workers. One way is through higher prices of output that businesses charge. And, you know, one way is through reduced profits for the owners of businesses. I think, you know, my reading of the evidence is that another way that businesses absorb the cost of minimum wage increases is through hiring fewer workers. But, you know, if the choice is businesses make less profit, you know, or businesses hire fewer workers, I would go with the less profit.
Labor costs, you know, vary significantly by industry, even at the lower end of the wage spectrum. What's to, you know, stop employers from just saying, well, OK, I'm going to have a bunch of robots serve food then?
Well, I think that's a real risk. You know, I went into a McDonald's recently and for the first time saw that they had some kiosks that were up in the lobby, and you could type in your order. You didn't have to talk to a cashier. You could place your order with a machine. You know, I go into drugstores all the time and go to an automated cashier, not a human being. Same thing at grocery stores. Same thing at movie theaters. So, you know, this is not just something that might happen. I mean, this is something that is happening. And you know, if you kind of think about the decision that that a business has to make. You know, minimum wages are going up. That means that my labor costs are going to be X, and they're going to be higher than they used to be. You know, that makes the price of investing in machines, the relative price, go down. And so, you know, on the margin, you're going to see businesses start to make those decisions.
You had this line in a Q&A that I read that I found completely fascinating, which was businesses want to make money on their workforces. And we may not like it, but that's the reality of it. So assuming that's true, and, you know, that is part of the equation for an employer, is there some magic margin that they're shooting for, that they should be shooting for, where they say, yeah, I want Lizzie to produce kind of X thing for me, and I want to make a certain amount of money on her?
I don't know if there's a magic margin or even a margin that's constant across firms or constant within industry or even constant, you know, over time across the same worker. But I do think that businesses, you know, need to make decisions about whether a worker will add value to a firm in excess of what the firm is paying the worker.
I want to ask you a question I asked Gary Bertlis last week, because I think this is very important depending on sort of how one sees the minimum wage and where it fits into our national policy discussion. What do you think the purpose of the minimum wage is?
So I think that's the million-dollar question. If you think that the purpose of the minimum wage is to help households in, you know, roughly the bottom half of the income distribution or the wage distribution to earn more money, then you may conclude that it's a good policy because it does do that. It comes at a cost, in my view, of fewer jobs for the least skilled, least experienced workers. But, you know, maybe that cost is worth the benefit. If, on the other hand, you think that the purpose of the minimum wage should be to help the least skilled, least experienced workers in the economy to earn more money and to advance in their careers, then I think the minimum wage is a bad and ineffective policy.
Michael Strain is the director of economic policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.